Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you today?
Okay. They told me to call. It was late. Excuse my voice.
Oh, you're good.
This is Dorothy Kahn. I don't have the order number in front of me. Uh-huh. It's somewhere in my phone, and I can't do both at once. Anyway, it's for the Dyson thing, the Dyson that I supposedly won, but they charged me $49.89, and they just took it out of my account the other day, and I want it reimbursed because I canceled the food thing, menu deal or whatever it was. I need the money back in the bank. I only got $28 to last me till the third of next month.
Okay.
They showed me cancellation, but they did not put the money back in the bank.
Okay. So for me to better assist you, I do need some information. May I get your zip code, please?
Sorry, 86301.
No problem. Let me see what I can do for you.
Dorothy Kahn, K-H-A-N.
And can you please verify your address for me?
1508 Acklin, A-C-K-L-I-N, Drive. Don't forget the Drive.
Okay.
And it's Prescott, Arizona, 86301.
Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. Let me take a quick look here at your account. Okay, so I do have the account here fully accessed. Let me see. I know you said you spoke with someone to get this canceled out. I am showing that you did speak with someone in regards to canceling the account. Give me one moment here.
Well, it showed cancel. They sent me a thing on that, and then they sent me a phone number. I couldn't get through. I had to go back online, and it's just a bunch of
Yeah.
You're the nicest person I've talked to. The other lady the other night, she refused to cancel. She refused, and I'm disabled. I can't, and I got three vacuums as it is. My brother gave me one for Christmas. I don't need three vacuums for my little house.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. All right, so if you mind if I place you on a brief hold, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, yes, ma'am. So as I do access the account information here, I was trying to see what more I can do, you know, to be of that assistance. I am showing where it was canceled out, and I do see where you did speak with the supervisor on the 18th regarding these services. It actually notated and declared that that charge is a valid charge, which is non-refundable.
It's got to be refundable. I don't need the app or whatever for the diet thing. My food gets delivered to me, and I don't need the app, and I don't need the vacuum cleaner. My brother got me one of those that are like a robot.
The little thingy that goes by itself?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Okay, yeah, those are nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't need, as much as I like Dyson, no, I don't need it. I want the money back in the bank. I don't care if... how your policies are running, because fair is fair, okay? I need the $49.89 back in there.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. And if it was something that I could do, I've been more than happy to go ahead and get that taken care of, save you some time. But there's no way I can override the system in regards of getting that amount reimbursed back to you.
So I won't get the vacuum cleaner, and I'm stuck with this app that I don't ever would ever use in my lifetime.
Well, I'm not saying you're not getting a vacuum cleaner. From my understanding, that's a contest entry. In order to win that, you just have to check your emails in regards to the drawings. I just know that with the amount here that's for the meal planning app, it's showing that that's non-refundable.
Well, that there is really raw, really raw.
Yes, ma'am.
I hate to get really technical on this and hire the bank to do this. Excuse my voice.
Yes, ma'am.
You're the first person I've talked to this morning. Other than that. But anyway, no, I need the money back in there. I don't want the vacuum cleaner. I don't want the app. There should be a refund policy for people that get hooked on these things. I'm 77 years old.
Yeah. Let me see here. Yeah, I mean, sure we don't. I know some. I know what you mean. Like, if you call some places, they have like a, you know, refund protocol or something like that, good faith or something of that nature. But no, man, we don't have anything of that nature.
Well, that there is really raw. So yes, I won't get the vacuum. Everything is canceled. So I won't get the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no, as I repeat, I'm not saying you're not getting a vacuum cleaner, but I don't have any control that that's still that sweepstakes entry.
Okay.
But the only thing I can see and have a bit of control with is with that the meal planning app that is showing that I'm not able to issue any reimbursements. It's not allowing me to. Yeah, I've tried. Like I said, I have tried. I have clicked the button and see if I can maybe put in my discounts or something to compensate for it, but it's not allowing anything to process.
In other words, I'm stuck with the app, and I'm going to get the vacuum cleaner that I cannot use, and that's it. Said and done, right?
Yeah, if you make this, yeah, it sounds harsh, but I guess that's where it boils down to.
That's a good word. I like the boils down to. Anyway, is there anybody that's higher than you that can do this, or?
I know we all do follow the same protocol in regards to these services. I mean, there is someone that is higher than me, but I'm not sure if they can process
well,
that
yeah,
as well.
Well, they won't go back on a written policy that I never even got to read before I did all this in the sweepstakes thing. So I will get the vacuum cleaner. And order, well, maybe I won't get that either because if the order is canceled, then.
Yeah, because it was even though the order is canceled, you're still in that sweepstakes drawing to possibly win the vacuum, is what I'm saying.
Possibly win?
Yeah, because of the sweepstakes.
Oh, my God. See if I know that. I'm never entering another sweepstakes. And I'm believing I'm going to get off of Facebook, too, because that there is a bunch of bull, too. Okay. I'm stuck. I have no food left, and I got a week and a half before I get paid on the 3rd, my Social Security.
Goodness. Yes, ma'am. Oh.
Yeah, it really hurts. I thought I was just joining the sweepstakes, but no, I'm buying an app. And my possibility of winning out of 1,500,000 people a vacuum cleaner that I don't use. Wow. That is really raw.
Thanks, ma'am.
All right. Well, thanks for your trouble in listening to me. Now I can just try to get by the rest of the week.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, I apologize for any inconvenience there. But I thank you for being patient with me, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, ma'am.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.